First, the pool of high school graduates in Wisconsin is shrinking. The smaller pool puts the state's colleges and universities at a disadvantage as there are fewer in-state students to recruit and competition is high. Our next guest took a look at the factors behind the smaller graduating classes and what colleges and universities in Wisconsin are doing to close that gap. Kelly Meyerhofer covers higher education at the Wisconsin State Journal. Kelly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, give us some of the scope of the problem here. How much is this pool of high school graduates shrinking in Wisconsin?
Sure. Administrators in colleges across the state have been talking about the declining number of high school graduates for a while now. But I decided to see, you know, when this dip is going to start to go back up. And what I found when I looked at this report from the UW-Madison Applied Population Lab is that next year's graduating class of seniors in both public and private schools is going to be the smallest pool that the state has seen in years, probably since about 2000. The numbers are projected to go up after that. So this next year's class will be the smallest, though. And those seniors are now in their junior year, which is when the college recruitment season typically begins.
Now, this is, we don't need to dig in the reasons behind it, but this is just sheer demographics, just by, for a variety of reasons, 17, 18 years ago, fewer kids were born, and now we're seeing the consequences of that in these high school graduating classes?
Yes, that's right. The report's authors didn't really get into why they think that next year's class is so low. I mean, I think the dot-com bust in the early 2000s might have something to do with it. During the Great Recession, the 2008 era, there was also another dip in students. So that group won't be entering college until like 2026, around there. And that's another period that colleges will see enrollment contract.
Now, almost all schools, and we're talking UW system schools on the public side and private schools you looked at, almost all schools are struggling with this as a problem. One exception we'll get out of the way first. UW-Madison doesn't seem to be as affected, you write. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, as the state's flagship university, they sort of have a different they face different challenges. They're recruiting a lot more out-of-state students, international students. A lot of their competitors are those peers within the Big Ten and other large schools. They're a Research One institution where a lot of, you know, the UW smaller schools are not Research One institutions. So it's just sort of different challenges that UW-Madison faces.
Then let's turn to the rest of the UW system. Can you talk about what they're facing, some of the other campuses, and some of the tactics they're trying to use to bring students in?
Sure. I think one of the things that stood out to me in my reporting was when I talked to UW Oshkosh Chancellor Andrew Leavitt. He said, you know, we're not going to grow our way out of this because there's so many great institutions in the state of Wisconsin. So colleges have really had to try to find different ways to reach students, especially since students these days are a lot more digitally savvy, you know, direct mailers, stuff like that. Colleges are still doing that, but they've found it not to be as effective. The UW system has created this mobile app that students can download on their phone where they can enter, you know, what they might want their major to be, how far away they want to go to school, what size campus they're looking at. And then the app's algorithm sort of spits out what fit would be the best for them among the UW schools. And they've had nearly 9,000 students download the app. It was created in the summer of 2017. So I thought that was an interesting strategy to try to reach students where they are.
Talking to Kelly Meyerhofer from the Wisconsin State Journal. She covers higher education there, talking about a challenge facing most public and private universities and colleges in the state. Fewer students graduating from high school. There just aren't as many of them. That's creating some financial challenges. And Kelly, let's talk about that. A lot of schools are dependent in large part on that tuition money to pay the bills, right? This is a financial challenge, not just a recruitment challenge.
Right. It definitely has created a financial challenge. The state's funding to the UW system has decreased over the years, which means schools are a lot more reliant on tuition dollars. So when there's fewer students, they have less money coming in. And we've already seen that across a variety of UW schools that have adapted to those financial challenges. A couple weeks ago, I reported UW Oshkosh next academic year will be asking faculty within the College of Letters and Sciences to increase their faculty workload so that some adjunct professors can be not used because more faculty will be teaching additional courses.
Now, UW-Green Bay, you wrote, took advantage of its proximity to the Green Bay Packers to kind of have a sports-themed draft party to get students excited. What happened there?
Yeah, UW-Green Bay was an interesting case study when I did my reporting. They're one of the smaller UW schools, but they're in a pretty large metro area, and they've seen their enrollment grow over the past 4 years despite these overall demographic trends. Last spring, they had this event at Lambeau Field in partnership with some local high schools to try to get more students thinking about going to college. Traditionally, the data has showed about a third of Wisconsin high school students enroll in a UW institution, and they want to grow the number that choose to go on to college. So this event was kind of a sports-themed thing at Lambeau Field. They went through booths and drills. Training camp was where they learned about campus living and dining. A table on studying abroad was called the Away Game. And then at the end of the day, students signed a letter of intent promising to commit to college, and Packers kicker Mason Crosby joined them for that letter signing.
And now this isn't just a UW story. You also talk to people from Viterbo, Ripon, and other private colleges around the state. What kind of things did you hear there?
Yeah, there was a lot of private schools that, you know, they're trying to find a way through this as well, and a lot of them have really tried to personalize the college search process. I thought it was really interesting at Ripon College, the president sends handwritten notes to each accepted student, and because it's a pretty small school, there's less than 1,000 students total. It's not too labor intensive, but you know, the president said that, you know, they think that it sends a message to prospective students that, you know, that the student comes first, and that's something that they really pride themselves on. At Carthage, they have like a postcard that has students' names sort of spray painted on this campus landmark. And Viterbo is just trying to do a lot more personalization and things online. So across the state, colleges are trying to find ways to adapt to these changing demographics.
Getting back to the UW system, there's a big question mark here. There's this UW restructuring where the two-year campuses are being partnered up with the four-year campuses. What are people watching for there? Obviously, we don't know how that's going to play out in terms of student enrollment, but what are people watching for there?
Yeah, I mean, one of the ways that that colleges have thought that they could adjust to the declining number of students graduating from high school is looking at adult learners and growing that population. At the two-year campuses that are now joining the four-year campuses, that'll open up some new opportunities, administrators say, in growing that adult population of students.
As you talked to leaders of campuses, public and private around the state, does it feel like this is a crisis and they're panicking, or is this, okay, this is a low point, we just got to weather the storm for a few years, and then we're going to have a demographic boost, we're going to see more students?
Well, if you look at the projections, I mean, next academic year will be the lowest, and their colleges have already, you know, they've been analyzing these numbers for years, so they knew it was coming and they've adjusted to it. What I'm really interested in seeing is when all of the small pool of babies that were born during the Great Recession, when they hit the college age 18 years from now, that'll be like 2026-ish, what colleges will be looking at during that sort of enrollment contraction, because that'll be an even bigger drop than the one that we'll be seeing next year.
We'll leave it there for now. Kelly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rob. Appreciate it.
Kelly Meyerhofer covers higher education at the Wisconsin State Journal. She joined us today to talk about the shrinking pool of high school graduates in the state and the impact that's having on Wisconsin's colleges and universities.